That time of the week when we celebrate I Loves Me County. Not that we don't celebrate it every day of the week, but Keane Manning's in studio, our history man extraordinaire. Good to see you, Keane.
Yeah, good to see you again. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Always a delight to see you. Where are we going this week?
We're actually making our way to South Africa.
Wow.
Lovely.
So just
international already.
Yeah. So we're looking at a man who was born Edward Garraway, but later became Sir Edward. He was born on the 4th March 1865 at Rathmines in Dublin, but grew up in Rockshire, Killcullaghan. He attended the Waterford Diocesan School. He went to medical school then at Trinity in Dublin, and then later joined the Army Medical Corps around 1886. A large part of his medical career, and I suppose army career, was based in the continent of Africa. So it's kind of funny that his first post was as an assistant, and the doctor was called Dr. O'Gorman.
Dr. O'Gorman.
Which I think, you know, when you're travelling that far away.
Yeah, you find an O'Gorman.
But isn't there one thing about the Irish? Like, you could be baiting a path to the Amazon, you know, them machetes.
And you'll always find a Welsh from Glen Road.
You know, you'll meet somebody from the Yellow Road or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just extraordinary.
Yeah. And it's even like the start of it, like, as you know, I barely speak English. But even in trying to research this, the different names for areas, for people, and the name changes that obviously reflect the social and political changes in that continent since then. So I'll probably go between the different names, if that's all right.
Absolutely fine. Keeps us on our toes.
Yeah. Just to spare people's ears bleeding. But Garraway, he later became an assistant district surgeon at a place called Millwood, which was in the Western Cape province. And then he was later a district surgeon in Botswana, which he described as a rising country of opportunity. So much so that he didn't stay there long and became a surgeon with the border police. If I offend anyone that has come from this area, I apologise so much in advance. I'm like phonetically, I have it in my head, but I can't get it out. It's Bechunaland.
Bechunaland.
He was involved with the border police there, and he saw active service during that period, and even during the Boer War, which he somewhat played a part in the cause of. He would be awarded a Queen's Medal with 4 clasps and a King Medal with 2 clasps.
Right.
Make of that what you will.
There's a distinction, yes.
So he became friends with a figure called Sir Lander Starr Jemison.
Okay.
There's a name.
This is around the 1890s, and Jemison decides to put a raid on the Transvaal. So the idea is that there's a lot of expatriate British working there, and that they would create this rising to overthrow the Boer administration authorities, and then it would become essentially Protectorate of Britain. Edward Garraway is among the group that take part in the raid, which is an absolute disaster, and he ends up being arrested. He's put to work first by the Boer medical team, so he's helping out to treat the injured, and then he goes to prison in Pretoria, but he keeps journals throughout the whole time. So it's kind of where he's really significant, particularly for historians, that there's such a great record documentation.
Paper trail.
That so like even when people were covering, I suppose, the history of the Boer War from a very close time frame, it was perfect to kind of get that flavour into
that personal
what people
were
thinking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think his papers are in Oxford now. So he's repatriated back to the UK, and remarkably, he actually ends up back in South Africa as a medical officer with the constabulary there.
After all that?
Yeah. So even he becomes that organisation's principal medical officer. He later serves as medical secretary to the Governor General and High Commissioner. He's a very likable figure, mm-hmm. from what a lot of people describe. His Irish wit is highlighted quite often.
He's a good egg.
Yeah, he seems to kind of integrate quite well. Even he speaks a number of languages that he can kind of communicate between the Boers and then the indigenous peoples.
He was a clever clogs.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and even it's recognised by, I suppose, the British then as well, that he's given like a special commissioner of Southern Rhodesia, and then he's involved with the mounted police in Lesotho, and then by 1922 he's actually knighted, and in the 20s then he actually returns to Ireland and he becomes a member of Waterford Corporation.
So he's obviously,
did that happen?
Yeah,
he's living local at this stage, is he?
Yeah, so
he became a sir. You've climbed all this way up and then you come back to the corporation.
Yeah, you think of the political climate at the time as well. It's pretty interesting to think Sir Edward Garraway is on like a ballot.
Yeah.
And he's actually elected twice. He's elected in 1928 and 1931. And he's actually proposed for mayor of the city in 1931-32. But he loses out. And while he's here, then he's the master of the city and county infirmary. Mm. So he's still using, I suppose, his skill set, his qualifications then.
And obviously has a passion for Blas.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been the infirmary at the end of John's Hill there.
Should have called this Blas and Boers.
Blas and Boers.
That's quick. I like it.
Very quick.
Again, I struggled with saying that. It's only a few letters in it. Yeah, and like you were saying there, he was seen as kind of like a conciliatory figure. So even when he died in 1932, they were talking about him sort of being a bridge man. Mm. That he could kind of connect communities, and it's reflected by both the Catholic and Protestant communities in the area.
Quick one for you, Keane, actually. You mentioned the Waterford Diocesan School. Where would that have been?
Is that John's Hill?
Is it? I was wondering what that is. Yeah, that's what I would take it as.
I think we were talking about before about the Polish Edmund Naganowski, mm-hmm. that he taught there as a translator of French and German. So I just presume that's where.
Your memory is exquisite. Well.
But I just can't pronounce words.
Oh, no.
So you win some, you lose some.
Never run yourself down, Keane. Listen, that's another extraordinary chapter. Thank you so very much. Someone, again, we should know more about.
We should. And if you only caught the tail end of this conversation or you'd like to listen back a little bit later, you can do so on the podcast section on WLORFM.com.